Many people from across the political spectrum have been calling for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation in light of a series of scandals, including several allegations of sexual harassment. But various groups of Cuomo supporters want everyone to take a step back and let the investigators do their thing. Sandy Behan is a moderator of the 1,200-member Facebook group Women for Governor Cuomo and the founder of the group We Decide New York.
We're not condemning the victims. We are not in any way saying it didn't happen. We're just saying let the process play out.
Behan says some members have been removed from the group for launching a Twitter attack against Lindsay Boylan, the first woman who accused Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Cuomo has denied he's sexually harassed anyone or intentionally tried to make anyone uncomfortable.
You're listening to C19. WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, New York extends its moratorium on evictions. Another wind farm has been proposed for off Long Island's East End, and the state's cannabis industry will experience some growing pains over the next year.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
The New York State Legislature approved an extension of a moratorium on evictions through August 31st. Karen DeWitt reports some landlords say the measure doesn't do enough to help them and should end earlier.
The protections for tenants and small landlords ended May 1st. Now, renters can continue through the month of August to cite economic hardship caused by the pandemic as a reason for not paying their rent. Senator Anthony Palumbo from Long Island says the measure does not provide enough protections for landlords. Palumbo says when the current measure runs out, tenants will have to pay back the rent money that they owe. He says many might not have the resources. Landlords, however, hold the deeds to the properties, and if the lack of rent causes them to miss mortgage payments, they'll end up in foreclosure.
The landlords aren't the big bad landlords who are multi-hundred millionaires and billionaires. The landlords I'm talking about are the ones in my district. Those are the folks who have two or three unit buildings. Those are the folks who rely on that income.
Senator Palumbo and others who voted against the measure say the state's tenants and landlords would benefit more from the $2.4 billion in federal rental assistance relief approved by Congress in March. But they say the state has been slow to distribute those funds. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Energy company Equinor wants to run an offshore wind power cable through waters off of Montauk. Maya Brown reports.
The transmission cable would send power from Beacon Wind 1, a proposed Equinor wind farm 60 miles off of eastern Long Island. Bonnie Brady heads the Long Island Commercial Fishing Association. She says she felt blindsided by the announcement. They have raised concerns about how offshore wind could affect their prime fishing grounds. Brady says the process should have actively included fishermen from the beginning. The plan that Equinor submitted to New York regulators says they will target areas where cables can be buried and avoid areas of high fishing activity when designing cable routes. Maya Brown, WSHU News.
Pot farmers in New York may have to wait another year to get to work. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 16 are eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
the corporate parent of WFSB, sold the Rocky Hill, Connecticut-based television station and 16 other stations to Gray Television in a $2.7 billion deal. Meredith Corporation is selling off all of their television stations, except their National Media Group division that owns the nation's largest portfolio of magazines. The deal will turn Gray Television into the nation's second largest TV broadcaster, reaching close to 36% of U.S. television households. WFSB is part of the Hartford, New Haven market, the nation's 32nd largest market. U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo promoted President Biden's massive infrastructure proposal and the $285 million it would provide for apprentice job training during a visit to a submarine maker, Electric Boat, in Connecticut. They say job training will be vital to employ people who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Electric Boat is on a hiring spree because of multi-billion dollar contracts with the federal government to build Virginia-class and Columbia-class submarines. The Groton-based submaker has 240 apprentices with the help of government funds. The company hired 2,000 new workers last year in Connecticut and Rhode Island and is planning to hire the same number this year. Farmers in New York that hope to grow recreational marijuana might be out of luck this planting season. The state might not authorize the planting of that kind of cannabis for another year or more. WSHU's J.D. Allen explains.
New York is home to nearly 700 cannabis growers. Many are licensed medical marijuana providers. About 100 grow and process hemp into products like rope, fabrics, and oils. It could take over a year for the state's new Office of Cannabis Management to regulate how recreational marijuana can be locally grown and sold. Alan Gandelman heads the New York Cannabis Growers and Processors Association. He says that should have been a red flag to lawmakers when they made the possession of a small amount of marijuana legal statewide on March 31st.
Cannabis is not for the faint of heart. It is a new industry, and it is going to have a ton of regulations and bottlenecks that at times we have regulations that actually are conflicting each other, and we don't know which one is the right one and who's going to follow what and who's doing enforcement.
The law says communities have until the end of the year to opt out of allowing retail pot to be sold. The state also expects to create rules over the next 18 months for New Yorkers to grow up to 6 plants at home. Under federal law, it's illegal to buy marijuana and cross state lines. So Gandelman asks, where are New Yorkers supposed to get pot?
No pun intended, these are growing pains. And the people that can navigate the growing pains, both with patience, intelligence, and capital, they could come out in the next 3 to 5 years being pretty successful. But it's going to be really hard to do.
Half of the licenses to grow and sell marijuana, whenever they're permitted, will be reserved for people from disproportionately affected communities and small farmers. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
WSHU depends on listeners to give us news tips and to share our stories. You can also help us by becoming a member.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.